We're in Simin Ayin Reish Hey. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Hey. So what was the halacha in Aleph? That it is usur for an individual to go and learn in front of a ner that could possibly need adjustment out of fear that he's going to adjust it on Shabbos and it'll be chayev for Mavir or Mechabe. Says the Mechaber, Siv Beis V'dafke Echod. It's only an individual that could not read or learn. Avol Shnayim Korin B'yachad. Two are allowed to learn together. Shimboho echad lahatis, because if one of them is going to go and tilt the candle, pirish lahatis haner kadesh yagi Hashem lepsila, to tilt the lantern so that the oil gets closer to the wick, yaskireno chavero. So his friend is going to remind him. Vahu, when do we say that it is mutter? Shekorin biinyan echad. That's only when they're both learning the same thing, so that they are relating to one another. Because this way, one will realize what the other one is doing, and he'll stop him. Let's say each one is learning something totally different. Lo, says the Rama. Now this is the Mechaber who says that what counts is that they be learning the same inyan. The Rama holds further. The Rama holds that if they're using two different svarim, we're afraid that each one is going to be looking into the sefer and not see what the other one is doing. V'lochein, osur lomer piyutim b'lel yontif shechalias b'shabbos v'beis ha-knesses. One does not say piyutim on a davening on lel yontif that falls in Shabbos and shul. V'cheinagu, that is the minig. Even say according to the dais that certain kind of lights there's no problem with. There's a low plug. Chazal, we're afraid that a shul is a big place. You never know. Somebody's going to have some kind of ner that he will tilt. Also, the same thing goes for zmiris at home. You only sing zmiris that you're accustomed to if all you have is the or a ner. As far as the rest of davening, Chazal didn't limit it because the assumption is that everybody more or less knows davening by heart. And it's just a matter of catching a word here and there in the siddur. But you don't have to be ma'ayin. Siv Gimel. If someone else is there who is even not learning, and he tells him, please keep an eye on me, make sure that I don't go and tilt the lantern, that is mutter. The same thing going for ishto. Now the lashon here, afilo eino kore, is a bit difficult, because on the contrary, if he's reading, if he's learning, there's even more of a reason to say that he's going to forget to remind me. It should be dafke in a kori. So the Mishtabura says this is coming to include the day of the Bala Truma, that they were only matir when the second one is reading as well. Now, the question is, going back to Siv Beis, based on what we learned in Siv Gimel here. So what is halacha l'maaseh? If the other person is also learning a different inyan, a different sefer, but you told them to keep an eye on you. What is the halacha there? So the Mishtabura says it could be that you could be makel there. It could be that Tein Daitcha Olai will work even if the person is learning something else. Now, the Mishnah Brura, with regard to all of these heterim, brings a Magen Avraham who says that all these heterim only work with Dvar Mitzvah. But if you want to read a Dvar Chol, then it doesn't work. But the Taz disagrees and holds that another person being there works for anything that you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Similar kind of question comes with regard to cleaning one's clothing from kinim, something else that needs iyun. So the halacha would be that one person can have a shomer if the other person isn't doing anything. Siv Dalet, Adam Choshuv. She'ein darko b'chol lahatos mutar b'chol gavni. An adam chashuv, someone who never adjusts the light, it's always someone else that's going to adjust it for him. For him, there is no chashash, chazal, weren't gozer, but that's got to be that the person is borer, that he never makes an exception. The Prima Gadim says, b'zman hazeh, we don't have that level of aristocracy where a person just would never do something, he'll only rely on other people doing it for him. Whereas the Mishnah Brura says if he's someone that doesn't normally get involved in adjusting the lights, he has his servants or other members of his household do it, then he could be makel with a ner shaiva or a chalif. Sivhei b'medura, a fireplace, afilo asara ein korin. Even 10 cannot read. Why is that? Number one, Mishum dahol v'yoshim rechokim zemizeh. First of all, a fireplace lights up the entire room so that they're not sitting next to each other. V'od, so that if one person does move it, the other one won't even notice. V'od says, Novel so'udim smuchim lahem. Also, in the case of a candle, you have to walk right up to it to adjust it. Whereas in the case of the fireplace, there's a vast area and it could be right next to you. Ein ze makik shabach haver lahavir v'lachto. So another person is not going to realize when you do. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you told him, tein daitcha alai, he says, keep an eye on me, it's going to be mutter, even in the case of a fireplace. Now, here we're talking about reading. What's the din? Are you allowed to go and sit next to a fireplace to warm yourself up? Or is there a chash of shemayata? Do they only say that for reading? Or do they say that also for warming yourself up? The Mishnah Berurah says that that is a machlokas.